broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 14th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced that checks and balances inspired by the Almighty put in place by our founding fathers brilliant in the solution of the problems we face. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Most people want to stick a fork in America. We say it's the greatest country on the face of the earth. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. LibertyNewsDaily.com, our news site. LibertyNewsRadio.com, our nationally syndicated talk radio network site. Check it all out. Donate today if you find something worthy of your support. All right, without further ado, this half hour is brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys today, ThePowerMall.com. Incredible book and DVD sales, 10% off Gary Knoll products and more. Discounts on New Mana Foods. Check that out. 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam McCurt sent you thepowermall.com. We talked about the GOP supposedly seeks criminal inquiry into Clinton testimony to Congress, New York Times. I don't believe it's genuine at all. It's bogus. We're going to have an inquiry. We're going to have the Justice Department look at it. The Justice Department's already led by Loretta Lynch. She's going to, well, not do anything because she met with Bill Clinton. And, well, it's all big scandal, folks. And if they really wanted to do something, they would call Hillary up on contempt charges, skip the Justice Department, skip the FBI, and deal with it with a jury. But they're not going to do that. It reminds me of health care. You know, they say they don't want government health care, but the House of Representatives has enough people to flat out defund it today. But they don't do that. They just run around and 40 times does the House vote against Obamacare. But they don't touch the funding at all, see? And every time the House passes, yeah, we're getting rid of Obamacare, and the Senate says nuh-uh and shuts it down. And it's all political theater, folks, every bit of it. Sanders endorses Clinton, reversing everything he said about the Wall Street candidate. Bernie is a sellout, say supporters, blasting him for endorsing Hillary Clinton. So there you have that. Again, was his whole run political theater? Keep the eye off the ball of Hillary to make it easier for her to squeak right on in to be the, quote, presumptive Democratic nominee. We also talked about the petition to the White House to declare Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization that has over 100,000 signatures now. But it mattereth not. Only one-third of Americans agree with the FBI dismissing and their decision not to recommend charging Clinton. Only a third of Americans say don't charge her. Two-thirds say charge her. Get it done. She's criminal. But no accountability. Fox News cutting ties with contributor Newt Gingrich amid vice presidential rumors. For the Donald, time will tell. Oh, who will the Donald pick for the VP, huh? That was our 1 hour two. While dining at an Eaton Park restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania, two police officers were kicking back in uniform, eating lunch, and the waitress tried to sit a couple next to them. But the couple refused to sit next to the cops. They were moved, sat on the other side of the restaurant, and then the cops just said, hey, we're going to buy this couple dinner, and they did. We need more of that, ladies and gentlemen. We need to heal America. We talked about black cop Jay Stallion. Kurt nicknames him Jay Stallion. The guy's a stallion for liberty, for justice, for the American way, and for accountability. The guy just wants the truth. Wow. He meets complaints from the cops with facts. Yeah. He wants the fellow blacks to deal with the facts. I want fellow whites to deal with the facts, too. A black Florida police officer speaking out amid increased tensions between the black community and those who are in blue. Jay's both. He's in blue and he's black. All right. Jay points out that while some have focused on the number of blacks who have been killed by the police in recent years. Believe it or not, the number of whites who have been killed by the cops is actually higher, according to FBI data. He also challenged the claim that blacks are targeted by the police and that more blacks get arrested than whites. It's not true. We also talked about, quote, ex-KKK Grand Wizard David Duke Ponder's running for Congress. Russia Today. Now, I don't know why they're talking about David Duke as that ex-KKK guy. That was so long ago. They don't introduce Van Jones as ex-communist or any of that stuff. Look, he's a former state congressman. He's a current talk show host. This is David Duke now. And they need to just be honest about who he really is and not create these, in my opinion, words of hostility and division. Come on, introduce David Duke, ask him some questions, find out what he really believes, and give him a chance to speak for himself, would you please? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, and then it's available at libertyroundtable.com in archived format at your fingertips on demand, absolutely free. Without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
And with Kirk Crosby running on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to rock and roll for today's News the Networks Refuse to Use. They're down to a short list for the Donald, they say now, Kurt. They're going to announce on Friday, the claim is. Do you think it's true?
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to announce on Friday the short list. Mike Pence, Indiana governor, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and New Jersey Gov Chris Christie are the top three potential picks, says the Donald.
Huh.
Do you think that's really true, or do you think there'll be a
curveball? That was his, those were his words?
Well, it all depends on how you define his words, Kurt.
Yeah.
Other news services are saying Donald says, and then they say what he says.
Okay.
So is that really his words? Kinda.
Yeah.
Because what about, we just heard about the possible two people that weren't going to be announced yet that might be on the short list too. So see, I don't know. The mainstream press wants you to believe they're his words. I'm not confident they are. I never heard Donald narrow it down to just those three. Did you, Kurt?
No.
But again, remember, we talked about just a day or two ago, each news service had their own, quote, pick.
Yeah, good point.
You know, now, Team Trump emails me and says they're lying about Trump. So, yeah. Kurt, when you ask if those are his words, I think you're spot on to question the press. I don't think we know at this point. I think they want to pretend they know. I think they kind of want you to believe that they have the inside to the Donald. I'm not convinced they do. What they do kind of, in my humble opinion, is they kind of watch, you know, Donald hangs out with Mike Pence, so they're like, oh, it's got to be Mike. Oh, it's, you know, and I think they know, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I don't think they know. I just think they know. Do you think they think they know, Kurt?
Well, they like to think they know everything, you know, but.
You know, so they say Trump's latest project, The Running Mate.
Yeah.
See, like The Apprentice, it's now The Running Mate, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
The former reality TV star has Americans eager with anticipation as he narrows his list of VP contestants. Oh, I guess you could call them candidates too, Kurt, by the way. Huh? See, it's just weird stuff, man.
Yeah, the Trump, L.A. Times, as a piece says, Trump huddles with top VP candidates in Indiana. The U.S. News report.
See, it's got to be Mike, Kurt. It's in Indiana. See?
Well, yeah, that's what they said 17 hours ago, I guess. U.S. News and World Report, 14 hours ago, says the latest Trump to announce VP pick Friday morning in NYC. That's kind of what you were saying. You know, there's NBC News, Charlotte Observer, CNN.
Yahoo says now Donald says he's narrowed it to two, Kurt.
Oh? Well, they're...
But again, what do you mean?
Do they quote him?
No. Donald just says.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like old McDonald had a farm, and on his farm he had two.
Yeah.
Trump nears end to vice presidential search. See, I mean, they act like this is just... I don't get it. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now, the big push is that Trump could easily change his mind at the last minute. They say he's leaning towards Mike Pence. But, man, he could, you know, Newt Gingrich could just be there just as easy. And, man, he, I don't know what to say. He might consider Chris Christie, Kurt. And, well, it's narrowing, but, well, he just had some discussions with Jeff Sessions of Alabama, too, who's been a longtime advisor and friend of the Donald. And, well, you know. There's a lot of people, Kurt, that could be picked. I'm not so sure that it's narrowing at all at this point. Now, the Donald's mind, it might be narrowing a little bit, but I don't see that he's given the media any narrowing. I haven't heard Mike, what's that guy's name? That whatever general.
Flynn.
Yeah, Michael Flynn. I haven't heard much about him, so he's probably out. But other than that, I don't see really the landscape narrowing. Do you, Kurt?
You know, I was looking at Breitbart's kind of piece with Ann Coulter, and this is a few days old, but it says, Ann Coulter, my VP prediction, Donald Trump's first mistake.
Yeah, she wrote that a couple of weeks ago, though, right?
Well, it says the 6th of July, so you know you're talking about 8 days ago.
Okay.
But she says Trump is about to make his first mistake. You know, that's interesting, his first mistake. I knew this would happen as soon as he hired campaign consultants rather than relying on his gut. She says if these campaign consultants were any good, their first piece of advice to Trump would be, fire us immediately. I don't think they're going to do that. But anyway, the advisors are, she says, undoubtedly telling him he's got the outsider image covered. He needs someone with experience in Washington, as if presidents don't have staffs. An elected Republican official with solid standing in the GOP, preferably a sitting senator or governor who will give the ticket gravitas and heft. She says, this is completely wrong. Trump isn't a standard issue GOP trying to balance the ticket to get his party into power. He's starting a new party. He's just blown up the old GOP. Instead of a party for, by, and of globalist plutocrats, the new Trumpian party is a party of Americans for America. You know, she usually says it pretty well. She says, how is Trump going to find a decent running mate from among the Republicans who have gotten ahead under the old model of sucking up to donors and lobbyists?
there you
anyway,
go.
Yeah, she's pretty on target. Now, I'm looking down through there, and I don't see what I'd like to see is her recommendations, you know. She does say about basically Gingrich, you know, talks about him, talks about Pence, talks about Senator Bob Corker. She says Chris Christie. She hits on each one of those. I was just hoping to see if she had any special recommendations like,
no.
You know, here's who I'd say.
No, she doesn't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in my opinion, Kurt, Mike Pence would be a decent pick. Although I just don't think he brings enough, he brings a lot of stabilizing influence to the Donald. Indiana governor's a pretty good spot, but, you know, Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie would be just horrible picks. Would you pick Gingrich over Christie, Kurt?
You mean if I were given the choice of A or B?
Yes, sir.
No C, D, E,
no,
or
no,
F.
No, sir. That's not how the Hegelian dialectic works, my friend.
I'd probably do the Christie thing, yeah.
Would
I
you?
Guess I would. In that case, here's why. Number one, you know, Christie was the first guy that came out of the 17 and supported Trump. You know, so at least he was, you know, the first one, I guess you could say, to break away from the, you know, standard old mold. As far as I know, he's got just one wife. And, you know, I mean.
Well, that's crazy.
Chris
one wife?
Christie, you know. Yeah,
good point.
You know, hasn't. So those are probably a couple of big reasons for me. If I was to have to choose between those two guys.
Now, they say each of the three potential candidates brings, well, different advantages and baggage to their Republican hopeful. The final pick will show a lot about how the Donald intends to win in November, they say.
She, by the way, Coulter does give you some possibilities for him to consider on her list. She says, you know, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Now, I've never heard of him, really.
Yeah, that'd be a bad pick if we didn't know who that is. You know?
Now, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, remember him?
Yeah, I don't pick North, him, though. He was against Trump, pretty much. Helping Cruz against Trump. I'm off that.
Oh, was he? Okay. I just remember him kind of coming in, was a plumber kind of guy or whatever. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory, somebody else I don't know much about. Idaho Senator Mike Crapo. She says the latter two are up for re-election this year, but perhaps they can run for both offices simultaneously. She says Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama is
one of the
approximately...
And that's the one I mentioned that has been talked to as well.
Yeah, I mean, at least he seemed to be a kind of more of an outsider kind of guy.
Jeff Sessions has been around in government forever.
Yeah.
So outsider guy, I'm not too confident in that view. But, you know, the question is, who will he pick? I'm going to bet he's going to pick a, I don't know, Kurt. Do you have any idea who you think he's going to pick?
Sure be, well, I can tell you who I'd prefer. Sure be neat if he just called up Ron Paul and said, hey, man, you know, I looked this thing over and checked this out, and I saw that you got basically rooked in the last election, and the Republican Party really did amazingly evil stuff to you, and I think we want to right those wrongs.
Yeah, but Trump kind of hates Ron anyway.
Well, I know, but
he just
kind of
mocked along
what,
with them all, you know.
Well, it seemed like it, then you'd go to maybe my dream thing would be, hey, man, we're gonna pull the Republican part or the Constitution Party, leadership when it comes to the Constitution. We'll move their presidential candidate into the VP slot, and Darrell Castle will be our choice here. And with Scott Bradley backing him up, you couldn't have a better movement to restore the Constitution. I mean, wouldn't that be something else, you know what I mean? But I don't really expect that, I hope this standard old thing that Ann Coulter's suggesting, you know, Trump's first mistake, doesn't happen. But, you know, the tea leaves are looking a little bit like that, aren't they?
There you have it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are saying it doesn't make any difference who he picks, Gert.
Really?
I will say I'm one of those.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is, look, what's going to be the difference between a Gingrich or a Chris Christie?
Yeah.
Is there really any, like, difference on that?
Yeah, good thinking.
You know, I mean, I don't mean to be offensive. I'm just saying I don't really see what difference either of those two are going to be. They're both going to be so much in the Donald shadow that it's going to be nothing. As you wisely point out, at least Chris Christie's supportive of Donald. I don't think Gingrich is. I think Gingrich is just smart enough to jump on the bandwagon. But I think kind of reminds me of George Bush and Dick Cheney. It might be that the Donald is forced to take the getting rich to get the nod, Kurt. Maybe I'm clueless, but that's kind of what I think. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. A new congressional report documents that the U.S. Justice Department and its British equivalent refused to prosecute UK-based megabank HSBC for money laundering out of concerns of potential global financial turmoil. The bank, which was accused of laundering money for international narcotics cartels, paid a civil penalty of nearly $2 billion but never faced criminal charges. Then-Attorney General Eric Holder rejected recommendations from subordinates to pursue criminal charges. The report accuses him of misleading Congress about the reasons for his decision not to prosecute the case. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, the prospect of a Donald Trump presidency has prompted Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to contemplate leaving the country. In fact, she suggested relocating literally halfway around the world. Now it's time for us to move to New Zealand, Ginsburg, one of the High Court's most liberal members, commented to the New York Times. I can't imagine what this place would be, I can't imagine what the country would be, with Donald Trump as our president, she elaborated. For the country, it could be 4 years. For the court, it could be, I don't even want to contemplate that. Ginsburg's highly partisan remarks violated an unwritten but generally observed convention, under which sitting Supreme Court justices avoid public statements on political topics. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. All I can tell you is that we're not going to have any difference if we have Chris Christie or Newt Gingrich, except for I believe Newt Gingrich would be a whole lot more evil. You know, Christie might just kind of be a token VP, run around and you know, help out, be kind of a support Donald guy. I believe Newt Gingrich doesn't even really like Donald. He's just smart enough to jump on that political train to get him back into the mix. I believe that that's kind of like how we had Bush with Reagan, kind of a forced pick. We might end up with the Newtster as a forced pick on the Donald ticket. Otherwise, there's just no way for Newt to get back in the game. Maybe I'm kind of confused on that. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you. FBI now confirms that agents were sworn to secrecy in Clinton email investigation, Kurt. Now, we know the FBI says they're not going to indict Hillary. Don't worry. It's all good. Congress is mad and wants another investigation, so they claim it's all political theater. The only one really trying to do something about it that I can see that's solid, Kurt, is Rand Paul. Rand Paul now launches petition to hold Hillary Clinton accountable. Now, many people would say to me, Sam, petitions don't do any good. And I'd say, yeah, but what else do you expect Rand to do? At least he's doing something, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, at least you've heard from him and he's, you know, presenting a solution. Yeah, good point.
Now, I know some would say it's not enough, Kurt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And I don't disagree. But what can Rand Paul do all by himself?
Yep. That's now, exactly right. Kind of like Rod Paul all by himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do believe if enough people were to support Rand Paul's petition, let's just say that, oh, I don't know, he got 50 million signatures, Kurt.
Yeah.
I think then it could turn into something significant.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's all about support for these things, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion, but I look at it and say he's trying to get traction where there is none because he knows it's necessary, right? Who else is doing anything? Anybody you see, Kurt?
No, not that I can see.
So good for Rand.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't found the petition yet, though.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can go look for that, Kurt, and help me find that. But all I'm telling you is Rand Paul launches petition to hold Hillary Clinton accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had even 20 million signatures, Kurt, even 5 million signatures, it would be significant enough where Rand would then basically be able to go to the Senate and say, listen, we have got to consider Hillary in contempt.
You know,
and when she's in contempt, we've got to have a jury look into this. Enough of this Justice Department sham. We've got to have accountability. That's the only hope we have, Kurt.
You know, this kind of goes with this topic, but yesterday I was looking for, some of the Hillary for prison material. I mean, I don't know if you've heard about these Hillary for prison T-shirts and et cetera. Anyway, so I went to Amazon, and, you know, I'm sure that that's, some people might do the same. And I remember typing in Hillary for prison. You know what I mean?
Buddy, they'll probably send the FBI over to your house just for typing that in, bro.
And what was amazing to me was everything that, you know, basically came up was positive for Hillary. And then way down on the bottom, it started getting into the Hillary for prison stuff. But the first, all the stuff on the top, you know, I mean, the top votes or whatever, the top returns from the question were all positive things for Hillary, like Hillary in 2016, or you know what I mean. You'd have thought I put in, you know, that I wanted Hillary for president, not for prison, you know. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting to see how the return came up.
Are you suggesting that they might be manipulating the results favorable to Hillary?
Well, at least I sent them a question, you know, because they after they saw my search, you know, somebody basically said, hey, were you pleased with the results of your search or something like that? And I put Hillary for prison, and, you know, what your deal did was put... you know, Hillary for president and all that stuff instead. I mean, prison and president are quite a bit different for me. You know what I mean?
See? Yes, sir. Well, buddy, do you know who's speaking at the Republican convention, Kurt?
Well, it looks like Tim Tebow is going to be, going to be there. Now, in my opinion, that's kind of cool. You got, Peter Thiel. Now, is that the one of those libertarian dudes? Is that who
Peter Thiel?
Thiel, T-H-I-E-L, I'm trying to
Peter
remember.
Thiel. That's the guy I told you, Kurt, that wants to have those floating libertarian cities out there, buddy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
He's that rich guy that was the PayPal dude. Come on.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. But they say, this is a New York Times piece that I'm looking at. It says, no Sarah Palin. I'm kind of surprised about that.
Really?
You know, she was kind of on the Trump bandwagon early.
I know what you're saying, but she hasn't been in the mix for a long time. She's just kind of nobody now. Right?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who I wish would speak. Pat Buchanan.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you who else I wish would speak. Ann Coulter.
Yeah. There's
but neither of those are speaking, I don't think, Kurt. But I'll tell you who is that might shock you.
Okay.
You know him.
I know him.
Yes, sir.
Sheriff Mack?
No. I wish. You're close,
David
though.
A. Clark?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
As far as I understand, David A. Clark Jr., Sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is speaking.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It does look like there's a pretty good list. There are several notable women speaking, according to the, New York Times piece. They include Pat Bondi. Do you know who that is?
No.
I don't remember her, but they say she's the Florida Attorney General who tangled on television with the CNN anchor, Anderson Cooper, after the Orlando, Florida nightclub massacre, Eileen Collins, the first woman to command a space shuttle mission, Governor Mary Fallin of F-A-L-L-I-N of Oklahoma, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, and Mr. Trump's wife Melania. There are a few African Americans, they say. This would be where they would usually put David A. Clark, I think. But they got Jamiel Shaw Sr., who became an outspoken advocate for tougher immigration laws after his son was killed in 2008 by an undocumented immigrant. See, that's the way New York Times would put it. I would say an illegal immigrant. And Daryl Glenn, who is running for Senate in Colorado. Then they say from sports, there's Mr. Tebow. You got Dana White, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. That's a mixed martial arts organization. And
Ms. I see.
Gulbis, G-U-L-B-I-S. Who's that?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Then they say billionaire Peter Thiel. That's, you know, who you were talking about, the PayPal dude, right?
Yes, sir.
He's going to represent the business community, they say.
Well, he'd do a pretty good job at that. He's been, you know, involved in a lot of projects, Kurt. He really has.
Yeah, yeah. Along with Thomas J. Barack. I don't know. That looks like a weird name. Barack, you know, Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Jr., he's a private equity real estate investor. List of politicians, they say, scheduled to appear include people who have been out of office for some time. Rudolph W. Giuliani, former New York mayor. Newcomers, Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. I guess you could cotton up to that. There are plans to emphasize different themes each night of the convention, they say. Trump wants to touch on a few of his favorite hot-button issues, like the Benghazi deal, oh boy, and the, you know,
yeah, like criminal Hillary, Kurt, or what does he call her?
Infidelities. And border security.
What does he call her, Kurt?
I, you know.
No, it's not criminal Hillary, but, oh, cricket Hillary.
Yeah, cricket, yeah.
Cricket Hillary. You know, one of the nights will be a cricket Hillary night, I guarantee it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if she'll be showing up or not. Time will tell. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. I'm still waiting for my tickets to that Republican convention, people.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
North Florida, North America, and YouTube Babylon, are you tired of the direction America is headed?
Yeah!
Are you fed up with all the lies and corruption in government?
Yeah!
Are you tired of the persecution of Christians and other forms of patriots?
Yeah!
Do you want to get involved in the restoration of the Republic, but are unsure where to start?
Oh, yeah!
The answers to these questions and more can be found with me, your host, Kevin Blake, Saturday nights, 10 to midnight Central Time, on Liberty News Radio, for the Restore the Republic show, where I will give you all the information needed to restore the Republic. So, Babylon, grab a chair, drink of choice, and get ready to laugh, or cry, or both. Until then, get comfortably disturbed at the RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. That is RestoreTheRepublicShow.com. See you on Saturdays, Babylon.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Live on your radio, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use going on. The Donald's going to have a themed-based event for the Republican convention. I don't know if it's going to be like a roast Hillary night or a cricket Hillary night, but I have the seeking suspicions that little tweets and little blips will roll out that might be a little controversial along the way, Kurt. Do you think?
Look, according to the New York Times, night one is supposed to be a Benghazi focus, followed by Border Patrol agents and Mr. Shah, the one whose son was killed, Senator Cotton, Mr. Giuliani, Melania Trump, sorry, Miss Ernst, and others. So others, you know, that kind of fits in pretty much with anybody. Night two, they say a focus on the economy, Mr. White, the one that's, I thought it was Ms. White, but anyway, president of the UFC, that's that fighting thing, I guess, Asa Hutchinson, governor of Arkansas, Michael Mukasey, former United States Attorney General, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, they call him a vice presidential possibility, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, oh, that ought to be a humdrum thing, the majority leader, Tiffany Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and they put Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Night three, Ms. Bondi, Ms. Collins, Newt Gingrich, former House Speaker, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Eric Trump, Ms. Gulbis, and the nominee for vice president. So that
see,
would
be... I could be wrong, but with the Newt speaking then, I'm not so sure that if he's picked as VP, he'd be in that spot, Kurt.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. You know, you never know. But
stuff around. Night four, Mr. Tebow, Representative Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, Governor Mary Phelan of Oklahoma, Rince Priebus, or my favorite way to call him, Prince Rebus, the Republican National Committee Chairman, Governor Rick Scott of Florida, Mr. Thiel, Mr. Barack, not Hussein Obama, but the other one, I guess, Ivanka Trump and Donald J. Trump. So anyway, those are the ones that the New York Times.
I got to learn to work on my Donald accent. Talking. I can just picture the Donald right after Ivanka talks. He'll get on there. Isn't she beautiful? See?
Yeah.
That's how he'd roll.
Right? Yeah. And that's a smart thing for a husband to say.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
All right, Charles Barkley, Kurt.
Okay.
Now, you're going to agree with Charles, Kurt. Now,
I am.
I don't know how often you're agreeing with Charles Barkley these days.
Okay.
But in this case, you totally agree with Charles, Kurt.
I agree with Charles.
Yes, you do, okay. And so do I, by the way.
All right.
Charles Barkley's take on the police shooting, Kurt.
Okay.
And you agree with him.
All right.
We as black people, we've got to do better.
Uh-huh. That's it, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, you agree with that, don't you?
Yeah.
But let me broaden Charles' statements, because his statements are a little racist for me. But okay. I agree with him. But I would like to change, we as black people, I'd like to just change it to we all.
Yeah.
Is that okay? You
good
know,
point.
Just whipping out my racist tendencies. We all need to do better. He says there's black people that need some blame, and cops need some blame, and society needs some blame, and there's plenty of blame to go around. We just got to do better, people. I agree with him, Kurt. He's right.
Well.
I mean, you can't argue with that, can you, Kurt? Plenty of blame to go around. We all need to do better. He's right about that. You know?
Wow.
I just don't really see that to be too controversial, but it's making waves everywhere. Charles crazy, they're saying. He's a betrayer to his people, Kurt. That's what their attitude is.
Wow.
But I think Charles has got a point.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You know, he's Charles Barkley, yeah. You know.
So David Duke's running for Congress now, Kurt.
Okay.
Now, yesterday we talked about that big old racist manipulation they want to throw on the guy. Turns out that he's a former state rep, though, Kurt, not a current one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, but David Duke, they say that he's running for Congress. And I've got some inside track on that. It's very likely that he'll do that, Kurt, that he really will.
Yeah. Ooh.
So what do you think of that?
Well, there you go. They didn't say David Duke, former KKK.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Heck yeah, they did. I just took all that out and just thought I'd refer to him as an American person, just like you'd refer to anybody else.
Yeah, imagine that.
Like, I don't refer to Newt Gingrich as the cheating on his near-death wife's Newt.
Yeah,
even though
he certainly could do that. Yeah.
I don't say the former failed House Speaker.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, usually roll like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. The Acorn leader, Barack Obama. See, I mean, you could, you know, the most cheated on mistress, Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's all kinds of headlines we could write if you like to wordsmith it.
You know? Well, there you go.
But anyway, David Duke to run for Congress. Many people are saying it's going to happen. And I think it would be an interesting race at that point for him to do that, Kurt, is what I think. And we might just have a surprise guest on the political cesspool Saturday night, too. Can't tell you who it is.
Mm-hmm.
That'd ruin the surprise, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
They got those 28 pages on 9/11, according to our buddy Jerome Corsi, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not going to, I mean, you think that's going to come out? You think they're going to open those up for us?
No.
Well, I mean, you know, that's all the whole transparency thing works, right? Gerald Corsi, you know, writes that piece, 28 pages on 9/11 the GOP still doesn't want you to see.
Now, let me just stop you on the headline because I think people might miss it.
Yes.
That the Republicans don't want you to see. You understand that, right? We're not talking about the Democrats or Barack or... You know, the Justice Department or some, you know, military, whatever. We're talking about the Republicans don't want you to see it, Kurt.
Yeah, well, in this case, it's the Republican Platform Committee. Now, you know, I don't know who really is on there, but typically here you're talking about the insider's insider. Now, they voted down this part, this plank. You know, it's kind of interesting, the term plank. You know, remember... I mean, typically, when you walk the
planks
plank...
Planks are like part of the Communist Manifesto, buddy.
Well, yeah, or walking the plank. Isn't that where you walk off that plank off the ship and then just die? But anyway,
well,
this
you just
is
kinda
a plank.
Do it like Jonah.
Yeah. They voted down this plank that was introduced by Maine State Senator Eric Brakey. This might break your back, to call for the declassification of 28 pages that are believed, according to the Jerome Corsi piece, believed to link the government of Saudi Arabia to the 9/11 hijackers. You know, this is how that transparency thing works in government. They say, or Jerome Corsi says, the issue has been pushed by a GOP presumptive presidential nominee, Donald Trump. I guess Trump said this on Fox News back in April on the 19th. He said, I think I know what it's going to say. He's talking about these classified pages. He said it's going to be very profound, having to do with Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia's role in the World Trade Center and the attack. He continued, that's very serious stuff. It's sort of nice to know who your friends are and perhaps who your enemies are. You're going to see some very revealing things in those papers. That was, like I say, back with Fox News on April 19th. Now they say the Trump campaign didn't respond to a WorldNet Daily request for comment. And drafting this plank, Mr. Brakey, remember he's the guy that put this forward, that Maine state senator, he noted that President Obama twice promised the 9/11 family members he would release the pages. Well, he probably meant, after he was gone or after he was dead or, sometime in the near future, which, Jerome Corsi says, which could be invaluable in any lawsuit. However, the administration, we're talking about, what Rush Limbaugh calls the regime, has refused to declassify the pages, even in the face of bipartisan support for their release. That includes former 9/11 commission members and 73 current representatives and senators. Let's see, 73 current representatives. Aren't there 435 in the House and 100 in the Senate?
Yes, sir.
That would be 535.
And what's your point?
And they're saying that 73 of them support this?
Yeah.
That's means that a whole bunch are not really for, what would you call it? Transparency and openness?
You got that
government.
Right.
Are they?
Hey, Kurt, a new poll was released.
Uh-huh.
And it shows Mr. Trump beating Crooked Hillary in Florida and Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
See how good Donald is at the media. A poll got released, and it shows that I'm beating Crooked Hillary in Florida and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
If I really thought that they were going to take off the gloves, then I thought I really think Donald would win. Without that, I'm not so sure. The staying power of the Bill and Hill is pretty impressive. Like it or not, they're above the law. All right, this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.